in Gemara Shabbat. Daf Kuf Nun Gimel. Today's Daf is being said in front of the same question, Madina Batzara. We are in the Gemara on Kuf Nun Bet Amud Bet, and we are up to Hanehu Kafula E. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 lines up. Hanehu kafula'e, grave diggers, or diggers. Davu kafle'e bara'ad Rav Nachman. So they were digging in the field of Rav Nachman. As they were digging, somebody buried in the backyard. Nahar bihu Rav Achai bar Yoshia. So Rav Achai bar Yoshiah screamed at him, "Hey, what are you doing?" He was dead, but he was screaming from the coffin. I said, "What are you doing over here?" And she says, "Shayan nikbar sham." Atuva amru leder Rav Nachman. So they came to Rav Nachman. They tell him, "Nahar bin Gabra. There's somebody over here that is calling out to us, making noises from the kever." Atav amar le mani hu mor. So he asks him, "Who are you?" He goes to the kever, "Who are you?" Amar le ana Achai bar Yoshia. They call me Achai bar Yoshia. Now the response of Rav Nachman is incredible here. You have to picture the scene that's happening over here. There's a body talking from the ground. So the diggers are scared out of their wits. So they run to the rabbi. They say, "You can't believe what's going on over there. Somebody talking from the kever." So right away he comes. And the first question, "Okay, who are you?" "I'm a Achai bar Yoshia." So right away he understands this is a person that died. So the next thing it should say, either Rav Nachman fainted, or Rav Nachman also ran away scared, or... If you were to ask the next question, what's your next question? The next question right away, he's talking to him in learning. No, he's talking to him in learning. Am I living? Am I Mara Mori? Atidit Sadiqe? Davu Afra? I have a question. Aye, but we learned from the Mori that said the Sadiqe must have turned into Afar. Then you didn't turn into Afar. So what's the explanation? Already it's a Habruta already. It's already he has questions from Rav Mori. It's a different... When the person's life is all Torah, so then everything is Torah. We would see somebody talking from the kever. We don't have a stira from a statement of Rav Mori. The first thing that enters his mind, can't be that you didn't turn into Afar. Rav Mori said, "I'm tzaddikim, you're going to turn into Afar." So he enters back. Amar le umani Mori. Who's Mori? Belo yada'na. I never heard of him. Forget about Rav Mori's statement. Amale velav. He says, "Amale ve'hai kiraketi." It's a pasuk. You know pasukim, don't you? V'yashuv ve'afar la'aretz kishaya. You're going to return to the afar like you were. Amale. So he told him back. The akleyach kohelet. The one that taught you kohelet, which is the pasuk you just quoted me. Lo akleyach mishle. He didn't teach you Mishle, because there's another pasuk in the Mishle to explain my situation. V'chtiv urkav atzamut kina. Mi sheyesh lo kina b'libo atzmutav markibim, because she'en lo kina b'libo in atzmutav markibim. It's very simple. It says, whoever has jealousy in his heart, his bones decay after the person passes away. And a person that doesn't have jealousy, and also Tamarkibim. So he's saying, I didn't have any jealousy in my life. Never, my body is complete. It didn't decay into the dust. What's the pshat?
So Rav Nachman told him.
Rav Nachman told him, "What are you doing?"
It's a pasuk.
Yeah, Rav told the pasuk. He said, so you learned Kohelet, but what about Mishle? Yeah, the guy that taught you Kohelet didn't teach you Mishle. Mishle says, "Uf kavat samot kina." Says those that people that have jealousy, their bones decay. If I don't have jealousy, the bones don't decay. So therefore, you don't turn into Afar. Not necessarily. What's the pshat? Somebody that doesn't have jealousy doesn't decay. Different interpretations. The simplest interpretation is a person that's jealous, he wishes he was somebody else. He wishes his life was somebody else's life. So midah kenegad midah. God says, even who you are, you won't be. And therefore, it's the bone. Who's a person? A person made up of his bones. So the bones will decay. So the Gemara says, Gishisha. So he felt them. Right? He moved them a little. And what happened? Now, Rav Nachman felt the rabbi in the kevet. Hajad eat be mashasha. So he's lying. He has body. His basar was also there. His flesh. Not only his bones. Amale likumor legave et beta. Okay, get up. Let's go home. Amale galita da'atach dafil nevi'eh lo kalita. I see now you don't even know nevi'im. Forget about Mishleh. Now I see you don't even know Nevi'im. Come on. You have your flesh, you have everything. You're up, you're awake. Let's go. Dechtiv yidartem ki ani Hashem mefetchit kivrotechem. God opens the kivarot for Tehiyat HaMetim. Which means, once we go in, we don't go out stam. You got to have God come and open the kivar and bring us out. The she says, Ba'aloti ad she'alu HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekivulatenu en lanu reshut la'alot. Amale v'aketiv ki afarata v'l'afar tashuv. Aye, but don't say in the Pasuk, Adam Rishon, ki afarata v'l'afar tashuv, that you're going to have to go back to the Afar. So you tell me, okay, what's that? What can I? You tell me all these derashot. But bottom line, what do you do with Ki'afar? Maybe you'll tell me, oh, that's for the Rishayim. But it's not. Now when God told Adam and Rishon, Ki'afar, I was just talking to everybody. So when are you going to turn into Afar? What do you mean? He's dead in the cabin, but he woke up temporarily to give this derashah over here. So Amaleh, Usha'a, Rat Kodim Ti'ayat HaMetim. Amazing. 1 second before Ti'ayat HaMetim, boom, the body turns into Afar and it comes back. So that will happen. Well, it doesn't have to happen immediately. Everybody goes to Afar. Some people go early, some people go right before Ti'ayat HaMetim. Amaleh, Ahud Seduki, the Rabbi Abahu. So this Seduki told Rabbi Abahu, Amritu, you guys say, Nishmatan shel tzaddikim ginuzot tahat kiseh kavod. You say that the nishamot of the tzaddikim are under the kiseh kavod. That's where their origin is. Uba tamya. Uba is the over these soothsayers or these type of witches that use bones in order to bring down the nishamot of people to talk to them. Remember the famous story in the Nevi'im? Right, they put it under their arm. Remember what the Mechashefa brought down Shmuel HaNavi. When Shaul went to the Mechashefa to bring down Shmuel HaNavi to ask him about the success in the war. So this guy, the Tzaduki, asked the rabbi, if you tell me that the Shemot of the Tzadikim, Atahat Kisei HaKavod, Ubat Tamya, Ubat is the Of Tamya that used the bones, Hecha Askel Shmuel Benagida. Nagida is Kach Kolin LeMechashefot Shel Ov B'Shul Alami. That's the name of the Ov in Aramaic. How'd she bring him down? She had to under the Kisei HaKavod. How was she able to access under the Kisei HaKavod to bring down the Neshama? Amadei Hatam B'Tok Shnei Masar Chodesh Abar. Within 12 months they're still hovering, and therefore you could connect to them. D'Tanya Kol Yab Chodesh Gufo Kayam V'Neshmato Olev V'Yoredet. First 12 months, the body is intact, and just the neshama keeps on going up and down. Hariyab chodesh, haguf batel, v'neshmato olem, v'shuv eno yoredet. After 12 months, it goes up, doesn't come down anymore. Okay. I mean, you see in the case of this rabbi, those 4 points that he did come down. It was after 12 months, obviously. This is... Tosfot says that. Apa pike kishud rotse he yoredet. Wants to come down, it can't come down. Ki ahid reir. The Rabbi Achai bar Yoshiya uchi ma'asid rabbana adeskat abatim. Okay, we saw others over here. That he wanted to come down. I guess he didn't want to come down because you see he didn't. Because he got upset.
He got upset.
What happened over here? What did you scared me? He yelled at them. He didn't want to come down. So obviously she brought him down through this off business. Ah, you bring him down. That was in 12 months. 12 months and they're hovering a little, so you can attract the neshamot. Amar Yehuda b'Reden Rav Shmuel bar Shilat m'Shemed Rav m'Hespedo Shel Adam Nikar Im Ben Olam Haba Hu Im Lav. You want to know if a person has Olam Haba? Listen to the eulogies. If everybody's crying and they're speaking his praises, yeah, you can know he's ready. He's Ben Olam Haba. Hini, what are you talking about? Ve'amar Le Rav Rav Shmuel bar Shilat. Rav, who undoubtedly is a tzaddik, told Rav Shmuel bar Shilat, Achim behespeda. When you speak about me at my eulogy, he said, warm them up so they cry. You know, give a good one, give a tearjerker. Dehatam ka'inna. He said, because my neshama is going to be there, and I'm going to listen to what you have to say. Now, what does it mean? Why do you have to tell him to warm them up? From the hesped, we see if he's been olam haba or not. If they start crying, they say praises. What does he got to tell them to warm them up for? If they'll cry, you know you've been all about bath. Not. So Yomara says, La kashya, hadim hamule ve'ahim, hadim hamule ve'lo ahim. Which means, for sure the speaker at the funeral, he tries to warm them up and get them to cry. But sometimes the people don't cry. So if he tried to warm them up and they don't cry, then you know already they've been all about. But if, because the guy's an old guy anyway, yeah, what are you crazy? Okay, he's 95 years old. Okay, that guy deserves a lesson. They don't get emotional. But if the speaker warms them up and says that, and they're crying, then you know already he's been Olam Abba. So he told them, Ahim Neu. So speak nice things. Then we'll see. Then we'll see. If the people cry, then you know he's been Olam Abba. But you always have to speak to warm them up. The indication of Olam Abba is in the reaction of the people. Look at Rashi. Rashi says that. Mishat Esped, the fourth line. Be'eshma, ech tethamem, alma istarik l'rav le'azareh hashpeda. Rav had to warn him how to give the Esped. Chema de Rav Gavra Rabba, Rav we know was a Gavra Rabba, uben ha'olam haba, lamba le'azareh. What do you got to warn him for? Just the way the speech is made, that's how we'll know. Had mehamim le'espeda ve'achim, le'olam hamume ba'em. Really the Hasbasavdan has to warm them up and try to inspire them. She'en b'nei adam nechmarim kol kach al zaken. When an old man passes away, there's not too much mercy. Umiyu l'adam hasid ki mechamemo b'espeda mechamemo b'chu kulihu. But if everybody starts crying, v'lemi she'enu hasid kol kach mechamemo l'velo mechamemo. Very good. Amar le'abayel l'rabah. Kegon mar desanu le'kulihu pompedita. Man achim espeda. Who's going to eulogize you correctly? Everybody hates you in Pompedita. Why do they hate him? Because he used to rebuke everybody. He used to be the mukhiya. Who's going to give you a hisped? So Rabbi answers back. Mistaya at the Rabbi Barbar of Hanan. That's got two guys that eulogize. You and Rabbi Barbar Hanan. I can trust them to make a good eulogy. Ezu ben olam abba. Okay, the $1,000 question. Who is Ben Olam Abba? Amar le, Pasuk in Yeshaya, Ve'oznecha tishma'na davar me'achaleka lemor, ze adelech lechu bo, ki ta'aminu ve'chi tasmi'ilu. When you hear people talking from behind you, and they're saying, this is the way you should be. Like he goes left, go left, go right, go right. When people are talking behind your back and saying that, this is a prayer that should be emulated, then you know already you're on the road to Olam Abba. This is talking about the Levaya. When they bring in the coffin, you hear the people at the coffin, they point, oh, this guy, this is what you're supposed to be like. This is the derech you're supposed to go. The people, the street, has a good judgment to know who's been Olam Abba and who's not Olam Abba. Go out and see what the people are saying. Somehow God gave an uncanny ability for the street to be a good barometer to know who the good guys are and who the bad guys are. They can figure it out intuitively. So the people are saying, yeah, follow this way. Hear that behind the coffin, you know that's all I'm about already. Rabhanina Amar Kol Shedaat Rabotenu or Rabotav. It's the finger Saod Nocha Hemenu. Amazing. He follows his rabbis. His rabbis are happy with him. But his rabbis happy with him. So then already you know he's been Olam Abba. Important. V'sabibu b'shuk ha-sofedim. Says the pasuk, and you'll roam around the marketplace of the eulogizers. B'nei gerila amre, aser devarim nefne mitatcha. Do things so the eulogizers will say nice things about you in front of your coffin. V'sabibu b'shuk ha-kofedim. Hang around the eulogizers so they see the good deed you did. So then they could say nice things in front of the coffin. B'nei Yehuda amri aser devarim nachar mitatcha. Same thing. Just they'll say things behind your coffin. It depends where they used to stand. In one place they used to stand in front of the coffin, one place they stand behind the coffin. They go, V'lapedige. Mor ki atre or mor ki atre. Each one according to his place. Tananatam. Rabbi Eliezer omer. Shuv yom echad lefne mitatcha. A person should repent one day before he passes away. Sha'alu talmidav. Et Rabbi Eliezer ki adam yodeya eze yom yamut. Or does he know which day he's going to die? That you're telling him, make the Shuvah the day before? That's the point. Make the Shuvah today in order that you Shema Yamut Mahal. Amazing. Vinim Sa'a. Kol Yamav B'Tshuvah. You do that, and every day you make the Shuvah. I once heard a Dirasha on this, that from here they learned the halakha of vidui when a person says Kiryat Shema L'Amitah before he goes to sleep at night. Because going to sleep, the Gemara says in Berachot, is 1/60th of death. They're saying, make teshuvah before you die. So how many make teshuvah before you die? Yeah, the form of death in this world is Kiryat Shema is when a person goes to sleep. So they may shuv yom echad kodem mitatcha before you die at night, make the Kiryat Shema and say the vidui. ואב שלמה אמר בחוכמתו לכל עת יהיו בגדיך לבנים. Your garment should always be white. ושמן על ראשך אל יחסר. Which means your neshama should always be ready. Should always be clean. If you made a avera, get rid of it. Because you never know when the neshama is going to have to be returned. And therefore, don't delay. Clean it up always. The Gemara says in Berachot, the Tamid Hakam, if you see him make a Avera Balayla, don't suspect him in the day. Shema Asat Teshuvah. The Gemara says, Shema Asat Teshuvah? Vadai Asat Teshuvah. For sure he made Teshuvah. The Tamid Hakamim, they don't leave anything unfixed. So the Mefarshim, they say, Rem is on this. They say, the Tamid Hakam, when he does something, so everybody questions him. Says, how did he do that? I think that's Asur. Says, do not question him. He says, so for sure the next day, he wrote a teshuvah explaining why what he did is okay. He says, Vadai, I said teshuvah. He wrote a teshuvah. It was mutar. He said, thanks, this and that. And then with Kaveri, he gave a response to explain his actions. That is Evadir Echidimus. Amar Yohanan ben Zakai. Mashal le Melech, Shazimit it Abadav the Saudah. Famous mashal, the king invited his servants to the Sa'udah, velo kama lahem zman, but he didn't give them a time when the Sa'udah is. The king shebayim kishitu et atzman v'yashu al petach bet ha-melech. The wise people, they got dressed and they sat by the gate of the king. Amru klum haseh lebet ha-melech. The king can make a Sa'udah in 2 seconds. He's not lacking help, he's not lacking food, not lacking anything. He doesn't need time to prepare. The fools, okay, till he prepares the soda, till he gets the food, is it not? It's not going to happen right away. So they went to work. They don't think, he has to prepare, it's not going to happen right away. All of a sudden, he said, okay, soda, everybody come. The wise people came in, they were dressed properly. The tapshim, they came in when they were all filthy. He was happy to see the hachamim, the pekhim, but he was angry to see the tapshim. Amar alalu shkishitu taslam the Sauda. Those that were dressed and prepared for the Sauda, yizvu v'yuklu v'yishtu. Let them eat and drink. Alalu shalom kishitu taslam the Sauda. Those tipshim that did not prepare themselves for the Sauda, ya'amdu v'yiru. Let them just stand and watch. So the Gemara says, "Hatano shel bimeir mishum lebimeir amad." You can't say that. That's a reward to stand there and watch. It's like a waiter. It's like they're part of the seudah. The waiters also stand and watch. He says, "Afen nirin kimshem meshim." It looks like they're serving the seudah, which is not such a big punishment. What else is "Ela elu ve'elu yosvin"? Everybody gets to see. Halalu ochlim ve'halalu re'ayvim. These guys eat and these guys starve. Halalu shotim ve'halalu tzemim. Then already you see the busha. They're sitting out at the table, and when they're giving out the seudah, they don't get anything. Shne'emar ko amar Hashem hine avadai yochelu ve'atem t'ra'amu. My servants will eat and you'll starve. Hine avadai yishtu ve'atem t'tzma'u. My servants will drink and you will not. Hine avadai yarodnu metuv lev ve'atem t'tzaku mik'ev lev. You're going to sing and the fools are going to cry out in pain. What does that got to do?
אומר כל הזמן אדם צריך להסתכל שיש לו בגדים בשמן אם קצת תסתה הצידה הכל
יפה בשמן על השכה על יחסר יפה על עלינו beautiful and that's the point of it. So the tzaddik, he knows God can call him any second, so neshama is always ready. The tipesh says, oh, I'm young, I have time, I'll fix it later. Then all of a sudden, boom, pitom, they invite him to the seuda and he's not ready. Levan ha'chayev בכל העת יהיו בגדיך לבנים. What's the white garments? אלו סיסית. That's the white סיסית. שמן הנושכה ליחסן. What's the שמן הנושכה? אלו תפילים. Why is the שמן called a תפילים? Because it says the פסוק, טוב שם משמן טוב. And we know that the תפילים give a person a good name. Like the פסוק says, וראו כל עמי הארץ, כי שם השם נקרא עליך, and therefore when the shem of God is greater than shemen, so therefore the shemen al roshka al yahsad, and therefore you cannot diminish from this type of shemen, which is the shem of Hashem, of the tefillin. You always have to be wearing the tefillin, meaning your body with the tzitzit and your head with the tefillin. She says elu tefillin shem meshemen tov. יכתיב ראו כל המאז כי שם השם נקרא עליך, רבי אליעזר הגדול סד, תסתום עם התפילין, שוב ראש. רן ענק, שואל. Okay, we will start, מי שיחשיך בדרך, famous story. This is a very interesting Gemara, where it talks about a problem, and how the rabbis solved it halachically. And you see the rationale that goes to the hachamim when they make their leniencies or when they make their stringencies. The case can happen to anyone. The person was going on Erev Shabbat and he has his wallet in his pocket, and all of a sudden Shabbat comes. Now what does he do with the wallet? He can't carry the wallet in the public domain. So Gemara says, Shna says, Noten kiso lenochrit. Let him give the wallet to the goy. Okay, even though normally we always say, well, you give it to a goy. If you can't do it, you can't give it to a goy to do. But here he's telling him, give it to the goy. We have to see exactly. And what, everybody else has a goy next to him? V'im en imon nochri, manichol ha'amor. There's no nochri, let him take the wallet and put it on the donkey. Okay? We'll have to see, are you allowed to put something? I thought your donkey's not allowed to do work for you, either on Shabbat. But we'll see, those are the two items. Start with the nochri, and I go to the donkey. Now it says, if let's say guy's traveling on Erev Shabbat and his donkey is laden with goods. So now, once the Shabbat comes, everyone's got to put it down somewhere. So when it says, what does he do? He gives the chatzer haitzona.
Since when you get to the outer courtyard of the city,
noter et hakelim nitanim b'Shabbat,
the stuff that's not mukseh, take it off yourself.
V'she'en nitanim b'Shabbat,
and the stuff that's mukseh that you can't carry on Shabbat, matira habalim
v'asakim noflim
me'edein, just untie the ropes, and those goods will just fall off the donkey by themselves. Okay, now we start with the Gemara to explain the Mishnah.
My tama shara l'rabbanan l'metav kisra l'nochri.
I thought you can't give things to the goy. Whatever you can do, amira l'goy shemut. Telling the goy to do something, you're giving him to do something, you're asur l'rabbanan. So how did the rabbis allow you to give your wallet to the goy? What are you, obviously you're telling the goy what? Do me a favor, take this home for me. Amira l'goy.
And it says, kim lihu l'rabbanan, te'en adam amid atzmo al mamono.
The rabbis understood the human nature. You tell a guy that he can't give his money to the goy, what's he going to end up doing? He's going to walk with it. Nobody's taking their money and throwing it in the sewer and say, okay, kapara. The nature of a person, but he wants the money. And therefore, he's going to walk with it. He's not hiding it. He's going to hide it. There's people, someone's going to take it. So therefore, he's going to walk with it. Rabbi said, you know what? Better let him give it to the goy, instead of making Isur De'oraita. Because he walks with a form of Peshut Rabim, makes Isur De'oraita. That was the rationale of that leniency.
Amar Avad Davka Kiso.
Okay, based on that, only his wallet.
Avad Mitzia Lo.
But let's say he found a lost object. Let's say he found the wallet on the floor. There, we're not worried that he might come and carry it. There, we're not going to let him give it to a goy. Only something that he worked for and he toiled for, like his money and all that. And then already, the guy's going to, you know what, maybe carry it. But a windfall profit, we're not worried that it's going to be Mechalil Shabbat
for that. So Gemara said, Pshita, I don't understand, what's your big hadush? Kiso tenan, it says kiso. Don't say abida. Now the tema, hu adin afidu mitziah, v'adiktani kiso, urhadim v'taketani kamashmala.
Hey, maybe you would have thought that when it says in the Mishnah, kiso slav davka. The Mishnah is giving you a normal case. People usually carry their wallet. Your own wallet is more prevalent than finding a mitziah. But what is the mitziah? Come on, no. The Mishnah is beduyeke. Kiso, yeah, mitziah, no.
Gemara says, "No, Amran Ela de lo atel yade." But atel yade,
kiki said, "That's only talking about that the mitziah did not come to your hands yet. But once you picked up the mitziah, then it's like yours now." And now, once Shabbat comes, we don't say, oh, well, it came to you through Mitziah, therefore you can't give it to the goy. Now, once you pick it up, it's your item. We're talking about on Shabbat, you saw Mitziah now. There, we're not going to say, oh, if you don't let him give it to the goy, he's going to pick it up and walk it home. But if he picked it up from before Shabbat, it's his. And therefore, it comes to the regular din of Kiso. No, it was for Shabbat, he's not going to pick it up. You might mind, so you want, he's excited to do the mitzvah, you mean? No.
People are not excited to do the mitzvah.
But your wallet is on you, the other one, you first thing you go,
you're right. Pick it up. You, but maybe the guy will do that. Okay. Maybe the guy will do that. The guy says, he sees a wad of $100 bills on the floor. Maybe if you don't let the guy give it to the goy, he's going to pick it up and walk it over. No, we're not right about it. But if he picked up the wallet of $100 before Shabbat, and now he's walking, Shabbat came, same hitter. It's like his wallet again. Right before Shabbat, he gives it to the goy.
On Shabbat itself?
That's a question on Shabbat itself. If he has it. It's coming into Shabbat. So not before Shabbat, so he gives it to the goy. And the goy's going to carry on Shabbat.
Gemara says, Ika de Amri, another interpretation. Ba'ir Ava, Mitzi'ah Ba'a Liyado Mahu.
That's actually a question. Mitzi'ah that came to his hands. So he has it already before Shabbat, it's Mitzi'ah.
Kiban that Taliyade Kiki said,
do you say since it came to his hands, it's like his wallet?
Or Dilma, or maybe no. Kiban that Tarach Be, not Kiki said,
maybe you could argue that no. Even though it came to his hands, but it came to his hands as a windfall profit, he didn't work for it. So therefore, he's not going to make halal Shabbat for something that he didn't toil on. So therefore, maybe we won't be lenient to give it to the goy. You're going to lose it in the tekel. So in the first version,
same question. What are we talking about?
The first version, the Gemara answers it. In the second version, the Gemara leaves it in the tekel. The first version says, no, if he picked it up, it's his wallet. No problem. The second version, the Gemara says, is it like his wallet? Because I could argue, even after he picked it up, how much is the guy? He didn't work for this item. So therefore, he's not going to make a Shabbat for something that came to him so easily. Well, maybe you know. Maybe once he puts it in his hand, it's his. Okay, any more nukri. So it says, if there's no nukri, then what do? You put it on the animal. Sounds like they're going in order here. Stama, the inner monokri. Ah, yeshay monokri, la nokri yahivde. Sounds like that's the order. Maybe I want to put on my donkey first. No. There's a goy there. Give it to the goy. Why? My stama, hamor atam mitzuba al shvitato, nokri atam mitzuba al shvitato. There's a difference. Nokri is more lenient for us because goy. I'm not obligated to on his cessation of work on Shabbat. But on my donkey, I am. So therefore, there's a bigger isur, like me and my donkey, than me and Stama, a goy. I'm not mitzuvah to stop the goy from doing melakah on Shabbat. But I am obligated to stop my hamor from doing melakah on Shabbat. Or ta'aseh melakah, ata, no, behem techa, v'shorikah, v'hamoneka, etc. So therefore, if it's a choice between the goy and the hamor, go with the goy. I am nochri. And nukhri, then we'll start going to the next level.
It's
not nukhri,
that's
right?
It's regular.
No, you're not paying him. He's not paying this nukhri.
It's nukhri,
he's not obligated on Shabbat. It's not obligated on Shabbat, but you ask me about paying the guy, you maybe give the guy a reward after Shabbat, but you didn't speak that out on Shabbat.
The guy's your worker.
You're not mitzvah on Shabbat.
What is
Jew. That Ebed is a Jew. This is a stomach guy. Okay, Gemara says, okay, now we give scenarios. The Gemara is going to go through different people. Who do you give it to first? Hamor v'cheresh shotev v'katan. Those are the four players there. Hamor and Hashu. Who goes? Hamor v'nachle. Put it on the Hamor. V'cheresh shotev v'katan lo yahivle. Why? My ta'ama. Hane Adam. V'ay lav Adam. Okay, which means the Hedesh of at least are humans. So there's a hashash, if I give it to humans, you might give it to adults. And that's going to be a problem. The Hamor, you're not going to confuse a Hamor to an Adam. And therefore, give it to the Hamor. Those are your choices over here. Okay, well, okay, next.
I'm worried about the Goy.
No. What?
I'm worried about the Goy.
Right, Goy, you're not going to be Halef. Right, Goy, because Goy is, you know, a different species of people. Okay, bit. Hedesh v'shoteh. Who do you give it to? Chayresh. Chayresh is deaf, mute. And Shoteh. So it says, the Shoteh. So I guess the Shoteh has no da'at at all. The Chayresh, he has quasi-da'at. He doesn't have da'at enough to be Hayyim and Mitzvot, but he has more da'at than the Shoteh. So if you give it to the Shoteh, you're not going to make a mistake as much as you'll make a mistake maybe to, by Chayresh. Shoteh v'katan. Yeah, both of them are patur from mitzvot. What's the better of the two for this halakha?
They
don't want
to give it to Pekan.
No, Pekan is not an option. Pekan is not an option.
Which one's further away?
Shoteh v'katan l'shoteh. Why? Because the shoteh, you're not going to remember. Even if the shoteh becomes a Pekan one day, he won't remember what he did over here. But the katan, you're training him to make isurim. When he gets old, oh yeah, I remember I carried on Shabbat, that guy's wallet and all that. So therefore, better give it to the shoteh than the katan. Even though they're both patur. But we're looking now, lesser of problems that can come out of the two. Now we get to the question. Ibai Elihu. Hedesh v'katan. Hedesh v'katan. These are the two choices now. Hedesh has some da'at. And the katan's got this, you know, ability that'll grow up to be a gadol. So who do you give it to? My. According to the Bili Ezeh, there's no question over there. For sure, you give it to the katan, because according to the Bili Ezeh, Chayresh might be hayav in the tzvot. According to the Bili Ezeh, it's sefek mechoyav. The Tanya, the Bi Yitzchak Omer Moshim the Bili Ezeh terumat Chayresh. Let's say the Chayresh takes teruma. Lo tifse lecholim mipnu shu safek. Wow. Don't let Yisrael eat those terumas. What do you mean? Nothing. Why is this cholim? Haresh took it. No, it's safek. So you see that according to him, the haresh is something. So for sure, if it's between a haresh and a katan, according to the Bili Ezeh, give it to the katan. The katan definitely is patur. The haresh might be hayav. Ki tif'elach
Mepteshu sefek. What's your question according to? Alibad Rabbanam. Netnan, Hamisha lo yitromu v'im tamu en terumah tan terumah. Five people should not take terumah, and if they took terumah, the terumah is invalid. Ve'eluhen, Hedesh, as you see right away, Hedesh is nothing. Shoteh, ve'katan, they're no doubt. Patorim et enoshelo, or you took terumah from somebody else's good without asking him. Nochri shetara mitzir Yisrael, or Goy, took the terumah from Israel. Afilu b'resuto, even with permission. Because it says, "Atem the rabot shlochachem, ma atem bnei berit, av shlochachem bnei berit." Just like you have to be, you're Jewish, your shlichim have to be Jewish as well. My, so Gemara says, "Lecheresh yahiv le." Maybe I'll say, give it to the. According to the rabbis, it's a pick'em here because the Lecheresh is not chayav in the mitzvot, and the Katar is not chayav in the mitzvot. So who do you give it to? So Gemara gives it the sides. Lecheresh maybe give it to wine. The katan atel klal da'at. Exactly. The katan is going to have da'at one day, sure. And if you don't want to train him in the wrong way. Or the male katan yaiv le, the cheresh atel la'achlufe begadol pikeyah. Which means, a katan is a katan. The cheresh can be 20 years old. And therefore, a cheresh, you might come to make a mistake, that just like I gave it to this gadol, you'll give it to a gadol pikeyah. It's a katan, I'm not going to mix a katan with a gadol. Because it's a katan. But a cheresh, oh, 20-year-old guy, 20-year-old guy, I'll give it to 20-year-old gadol. So then the Gemara leaves that in the question. Or the Gemara actually gives two sides. Ika de amre le cheresh yahiv le, ika de amre katan yahiv le. You could look at it two ways. Yes, sir.
Why don't they mention here? I mean, I don't, there's a very popular thing that the katan's avonot goes to the father. Is that, I mean, is that something that's really just not true?
Or no, it's true.
How come we don't say it here? Give it to the cheresh, because at least it doesn't go to the father.
It's an avon. If the rabbis are matining it, it's an avon.
Well, he's carrying it to the rabbi. I mean,
the rabbis are allowing this. The rabbis are saying that this is mutad. This thing to a katar was not hayav in mitzvot.
Okay, but we said
it's mutad.
So what goes to the father if it's not hayav in mitzvot?
Things that the rabbis were not matir. Once the rabbi said, we'd rather give it to a katan, then you might come to carry it yourself, that becomes mutar. This is not avir anymore. The rabbi sanctioned it. No, let's say it's that guy, the other guy. Yeah. Only case where the rabbi didn't sanction. En sham lo nochri velo hamor. Okay, now what? There's no goy. There's no hamor. And the guy's got his wallet now, and Shabbat's coming. Velo cheresh, velo shoteh, velo katan. And then the hashu's not there either. My, now what? Amar bitzhak, od acheret haita. Velo ratzu hachem legalota. There was another option, but the rabbis didn't want to reveal that option because they knew it's going to get abused. My od acheret haita. What was the other option? Molicho pachot pachot marba amot. Let him pick it up himself. Well, he has it in his hand. Let him walk 3 amot or 3.5 amma. Stop. 3.5. Stop. The only time it's asud medoraita is when you walk 4 amot in the shul rabim. So technically, if you always walk less than 4 amot, you're okay. So why did they want to give that hetter over there? Because they were worried that. You know, he's gonna do more than 4 amot. He said, listen, if there's a goy, give it to a goy. If there's a hamor, give it to a hamor. If there's a hashu, give it to a hashu. They don't want to tell us this over here. Am I going to track him to galuta? Why not? Why not tell us? If it's an option, we're adults. We want to know all our options over here. When I said, Mishum kivod elohim hastir davar. Sometimes the kavod of God is better to keep things hidden. Sometimes when you're investigating a melech, even though he's rich, you have to investigate. Don't be scared to reveal the crimes of somebody that's very well. Sometimes you have to investigate. Don't be scared to investigate even somebody that's very, very powerful. What's the kavod elohim by hiding this halakha? They're worried. You tell him, 3.5. The guy's going to walk 4 amot b'shut rabim, and then what? Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer, bo bayom. That day, which we learned in the beginning of Masechet Shabbat, you remember when they went up to the Aliyah, and Chazkiyah, and they made 18 gezerot on that day. Right in the beginning of Masechet Shabbat, we learned it. So he says, on that day over there, Gadshu Se'ah, as they added to the basket, and they filled it up to the top, which they made a lot of fences for the Torah, and these fences protected us. And one of the fences they made on that day was this halakha here, that we're not allowing you to go 4 amot, less than 4 amot. So he's complimenting you. You know, it's a great thing. That day they filled up the barrel to the top with gezerot in order that nothing, people don't make averot. Rabbi Yoshua Omer bo bayom mahaku se'ah. According to that Shia at least, Rabbi Yoshua says that day they went too far. They diminished the measure. They took something out of the basket. Which means, because by not letting them do this over here, the people are going to come out to make the Avera. By not allowing this halakha of pahot pahot, and they took the basket and emptied it, so to speak, which now is deficient. Why? Because the people are going to carry now. So according to the Yeshua, it was a negative that they made this gezerah. According to the Rabbi Eliezer, it was a positive. That's the way that she learns. Understand how we're learning?
I understand.
But if there's no nukhri and there's no nothing, the first rabbi says they did a good thing. Don't let the guy carry it. Why don't let the guy carry it? Because they're going to come to the guy. So they fenced it. They filled up the barrel. They're preserving the religion. Rabbi, what are you talking about? If you don't give them the hetir, when there's no nukhri and there's no he's going to carry it himself. So then we got to give them the hetir. So they took something out of the barrel. Two ways of looking at what was the right thing to do. So the Gemara gives a mashal now.
That the Chachamim were only on sale to carry pachot pachot when there is a nukhri. There's no
nukhri.
Let's read the Gemara first. Tanya, Mashal Rabbi Eliezer lema davar domer. Mashal of Rabbi Eliezer, what is it analogous to? That Rabbi Eliezer said it was a good thing they did. The kupa me'le'ah kishu'in v'diluin. You have a kupa that's filled up with all gourds and vegetables. Adam notin docha hardal. He put a little mustard seed inside. Dimahazeket. It holds it. Which means it's not going to fall between the kishu'in and the diluin. So when it's full, you put it in there, it'll hold it. So therefore, the more gezerot they made was good. Mashal Rabbi Yoshua lemadavar domer, la'areva me'la dvash. It's filled with a liquid, with dvash. Noten netucha lemonim ve'gozim. Guy puts in it pomegranates and nuts. V'hi mikia. What happens over here? The more you put in, it causes the dvash. The more gezerot they made, it took away. It emptied out in the basket over there. And now look at Rashi. בו ביום גדשו שאה ביום שעלו לעליית חנניה בן חזקיה וגדשו י' ח' דבר וזו אחת ממעיטי קדמים בפרק כמה נותן כיסון נוכרי בו ביום גדשו שלא יוליכם פחות פחות מדל רמות אם יש שם נוכרי. If there's a goy over there, that's when they made the gezerah. Don't give it to the goy. Don't walk. Just give it to the goy. אותו יום הרבו סייגן תורה במידה גדושה ויפה מדדו להרבות גדר בישראל. And they did that in order to strengthen Bnei Yisrael. And the second rabbi, according to that, she is still upset. Because you got to give him that option. That option is always a good option.
Even if there's a
goy. Because the guy doesn't, maybe he doesn't trust him. That's what she's going to say now. Well, I mean, he always trusts the goy. Maybe he doesn't trust the goy to give him his wallet. So therefore, you got to give him this option. Look at the next Rashi. Mahakusa bemida mechonka medubavim sheherbu negzor yoter midai. Ve'en yecholim na'amod begezratam. Umetukak ovrim al devre Torah nimsen midatam mechonka. Meaning their midah is deficient. Ve'tovi alem liot midatam tefufa. Ve'ot avali dehem mahak. Sometimes more is less. By doing more, you're putting more stuff in the basket, though the honey's falling out. והיא מחזקת את החרדה של אופן החרדה ברקשרים אף כולן יפה תקנו והיא מקיעה את הדבר שהיה בראשון אף על ידי גזרתן גרמו לעבור here's the key line in השינה ושמה לא יאמין את הנוכרי וכי יצוס מה גם את רגוי וכי יצוס תגובה רגוי תגיע וואלת ושכם הזוות מישהו ברח רגוע זום now what so therefore by not allowing you this option והם לא יתירו לו לכל פחות פחות מארבעה. Person, you know, you can't tell him halachot when it comes to his money. He's not going to think straight. Oh,
Tosafot has a different understanding over here. Look at Tosafot for a second, quickly. Tosafot says, Bo bayom, the first one first. Bo bayom gachu se'ah. Yotiduk ha'adam yim ha'azeket. Hakana b'kishegu yudhat davar. When they made the 18 gezerot, hayta hasira gezera zu. They didn't make this gezera at first. Shilotik yisurukhli. Ad shegazu aleha. Now they filled up the basket. When they added that last mustard seed in, and it stuck. And if it was a good thing. Look at the next Tosafot. They diminished. Listen to what he says now. Kodem shegazu al netinat kis lenukri. Before they made this gezerah of kis, hayu mutarim lo lichov pachot pachot medal ramot. It was permissible. People were allowed to walk less than 4 amot. What was happening? Metoch kak ati netuy medal ramot. The people were walking was prone to walk more than 4 amot. Kareba shaitam mekiah. Which means at that point when they did not make the gezerah, the basket was emptying out. The basket was hemorrhaging. Because they didn't make a gezerah, and people were making avarot. They were losing out. The basket was hemorrhaging. Ad shesidu ha'egozim v'rimonim. But when they took out the egozim, they took away that hetir. I mean, they took out the stuff that was in the basket. And then, the ad shesidu ha'egozim v'rimonim. The honey stopped falling out. The hemorrhaging stopped. Shuv lo ki ayoter ken. Kishegad v'yitem kisod nukhri. Asu namiluk pahot mahot medar namot. According to Tosafot, they're both saying it was a good thing. You're just looking at it from a different angle. You're looking at it filling the basket, you're looking at taking away the basket. The B'Yoshua, according to Tosafot's understanding, as long as you didn't make the skizerah, there was stuff in the basket and the honey was pouring out, meaning you were leaving the people prone to carrying for Mubashud Rabin. Once you made the gezerah, you took away the egozim and the honey stopped falling and everything is good. So Tosafot just points out, velo kipirusha kuntras. It's not like that. She explained, the pirej Rabbi Yoshua damas shelo asu heter. According to that, they didn't do good. Shirbu l'gzor yoter midai. And then this one brings a Yerushalmi that's mashma more like his interpretation, that both rabbis were looking at it as a proper gezerah, where the Rashi says one rabbi liked it and one rabbi did not. Okay, we'll stop.